Good afternoon. Welcome to Help Desk Live, Episode 10. I'm Jen Sheffer, Instructional Technology Specialist at Burlington High School in Massachusetts. Joining me today are my students in digital literacy. They're very excited to be here and to learn from our guest, who I'm very excited to introduce. Mark Babbitt, the owner of the company U-Turn out of Reno, Nevada, is here to talk with my students about what he does and how they can go about taking advantage of social media and leveraging it to reach their professional goals. So, Mark, I'm going to turn it over to you, and if you could start off by giving my students a little bit of background about you and your company.
I'll be happy to. Guys, I'm an engineer by trade that kind of stumbled into the startup world when I found out that what I went to school for pretty much sucked as a vocation for me. I just didn't get it. So I now call myself a recovering engineer. And kind of fell accidentally into the online recruiting world, and found out very quickly that world was changing, and so we launched U-Turn to accommodate that. And U-Turn was one of the first career sites on the planet to talk actively about the need to be on social media and to develop an online presence, and that's been our focus. And we work really hard at talking to young talent, not at 24, 27 years old, that are already in the workforce, but high school and young college students, because now is the time where you guys really want to focus on this. Now is the time where you want to start discovering, way before you have to pick a college major, what it is you might want to do with your lives, and understand the need to be flexible and to build up all the soft skills that will help you no matter what career you choose. And certainly social media, blogging, digital presence, that's digital literacy. That's a huge soft skill in today's market. So that's our area of focus.
I love that you just said soft skills. Could you go into a little bit more detail about what that actually is? Because how many of you have heard the term soft skills?
Anybody? No? All right. So you guys are most likely going to go to college to learn technical skills, right? Whether it's engineering or nursing or creative arts, you're going to learn the professional technical skills that you need to actually be able to do the job an employer puts in front of you, right? Soft skills is everything that helps you do that job well, right? It's how well do you get along with others? How well do you collaborate in a team environment? When you're called on to be a leader, can you? When it's necessary to be a follower on a project, do you? Active listening, leadership, problem-solving skills, analytical thinking, written and oral communication skills. Those are all what we call soft skills, and that is what employers look for now. They don't look for, it used to be even 7, 8 years ago, if you had a really good GPA from a decent school, boom, you got a job. Well, life isn't like that anymore. Does a good GPA help? Yes. Does a good school help? Absolutely. But mostly, those things are bragging rights for your parents. They're not helping us very much in the employment world. It's soft skills that are helping people get jobs and build good careers.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that. And the technical skills, I think for your industry and specifically for your blog, The Savvy Intern, you look for strong writers, I would assume. And could you talk to my students about the value of blogging and publishing for themselves? And they're sophomores for the most part, and my goal is that when they leave my course, they'll continue to blog, junior year, senior year, and, why is that important, and why would you recommend that they continue to do that?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. If you don't mind, I'll just make one little tiny correction. We actually don't look for good writers.
Okay.
We look for good storytellers.
Oh.
We look for good articulators, right? We don't care if somebody can put a sentence together. We have a whole team of editors to help with that, right? I mean, we want you to write in the Queen's English to a certain point of view. You do have to be able to put a sentence together, but for the most part, we want you to be a good storyteller. We have a saying here, and that is, you guys remember this because it's gonna help you later, and that is, no matter what career you choose, we say storytellers make the best sellers. And I don't mean that from a sales point of view. I mean, as you're building your personal brand, as you're discovering what makes you unique, you have to be able to tell your story. And to be a good blogger, you have to be able to tell a good story, right? Anybody, and this is a guy who did technical writing for a living, anybody can write from a technical point of view, okay, if you just follow a roadmap. But you can't tell a story that way, right? So two things. One, focus on being a good storyteller. Two, surround yourself with good editors, right? I mean, I'm not a good writer, but I tell a decent story, so that's different for me, right? So now the second part of that, Jen, is when we talk to employers, we say, look, what do you guys do as you're going through your process, as you're vetting a potential candidate? What really sticks out for you? And they walk me through the normal process, right? They get your application, hopefully from a referral, not from a job board, so there's a personal attachment to it. They get your app. First thing they do is read the resume to see if they're interested. Then your cover letter. The next thing they do is they go to social media, and they check you out. And they go to LinkedIn first. And no, it's never too early to be on LinkedIn. I don't care if you're a high school freshman or sophomore or not. Get your butts on LinkedIn right now. Do it right now while you're still thinking about it. Then they go to Facebook, and then they go to Twitter, right? And they check you out before they even call you, before they even talk to you, before you even know they're interested. They're checking you out online, right? So now let's just say that three out of ten passed all those tests. The next thing they do is they look at your voice. They look for passion. And where better to do that than on a blog, right? Blogging isn't just writing, guys. It's the willingness to stick your neck out, even though it's going to get chopped off once in a while, right? It's a willingness to put yourself out there. It shows a propensity to leave your comfort zone, which employers love, right? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but blogging still today, I mean, I write 4 or 5 blogs a week, and it's still way outside my comfort zone, right? Because I'm always want to please everybody. You don't want to be ridiculed, and you don't want to get negative reviews or comments, right? That's a leap of faith when you do that, and employers love it that you're willing to do that. So for you guys to be doing it 15, 16, 17 years old, that's amazing, and you have to keep that up. I mean, you guys are doing this now. You do this after you leave Ms. Jen's class. That means by the time you graduate college, you're going to have been doing it for 5, 6, 7 years. That's a huge track record that's going to attract almost any employer on the planet.
Thank you. I'm so glad you just said all that, because that was going to be my next question, so I'm glad you touched on it already, is specifically Twitter. How many of you are on Twitter?
Me.
Raise your hand.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, very nice. Good job, guys.
So Mark and I met on Twitter, right? Guys, we met on Twitter, and like most of the guests that I've had here on Help Desk Live, I've met them on Twitter through the learning network that I've built for myself, and you know, that's my other mission in life here as a teacher in Burlington, is to get students to start to realize that they can do the same thing. They can meet professionals and industry experts via Twitter, and as you said, when they go to apply for a job, you want them to hopefully have found out about that job through a referral versus a job board. So, you know, meeting people through Twitter and connecting with them and establishing a relationship is one way to do that. So they use Twitter very differently than we do, but hopefully this conversation will prompt them to think a little bit more about how they could start to use Twitter differently to build their own network. So what advice would you have for them if they wanted to delve into that world of using Twitter professionally?
Well, that's a great question. First, and Jen, you've heard this already, but guys, I'll tell you, when we launched U-Turn, and my team came to me and said, we need you to be on Twitter and Facebook and even LinkedIn. I just laughed at them and said, man, do you have the wrong guy? I don't want to be a Twitter face. I don't get it. I don't want to get it. I'm not interested. All I knew at the time about Twitter was my kids that are you guys' age on Facebook instead of doing their homework. That was the extent of my social media knowledge. That was a little bit less than 4 years ago. And they had to drag me kicking and screaming to get on social. And I We actually hired a reverse mentor that came in, a University of Oregon graduate who came in and tried to show me the ropes on Twitter and LinkedIn groups and all that stuff. And I was just a jerk. I didn't want anything to do with it. And Christina finally said, look, tell you what, just get on one Twitter chat for me, 1 hour, 60 minutes. I spent 3 months arguing with you. I got all your accounts set up. I got your picture on there. Give me 60 minutes. And so to shut her up, I said, fine, I'll do it, 60 minutes. And then that's the end of it. Well, I ended up getting on a Twitter chat, a career chat, and in 60 minutes I met 200 people I would have never met otherwise. I mean, you know, young careerists, bloggers, reviewers, resume writers, recruiters, right? I met all these amazing people in 1 hour. I couldn't believe it. And so I was hooked, and I literally on our conference call the next morning, I said, "That's it, guys. We're all on Twitter from this moment on. I'm a changed man. We're all on Twitter. Boom, done. You got to be on there." And that's how we've launched our own company. I mean, Twitter isn't just for personal branding. U-Turn, you know, we've been in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and Inc., and Entrepreneur, and all. I mean, all these USA Today and all these amazing publications, and we've never spent a penny on press or advertising. I mean, nothing, not one penny on traditional marketing, and it's all come through Twitter and social media. Every accolade, every person we meet, five out of the eight people on my board of advisors I met through Twitter. Probably 90% of my current mentors I met on Twitter. The only guy I didn't actually is Robert Smith. He's like 75 and doesn't even know how to turn a computer on. Right? So he's the only guy that I would consider a mentor that I didn't meet through social media. Right? I mean, there's just so many ways to get known. And, you know, there's a saying, you guys have probably heard this, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Well, we actually put a different spin on that now. We say it's not what you know or who you know, it's who knows you. Oh. Right? Because we quite literally now live in a referral economy, right? And the way you get jobs, the way you get gigs, the way you build your business is to be known for being so damn good at what you do that other people are more than willing to refer you and to say, look, somebody comes up to me and says, look, I need a person to speak at my event coming up about higher education. I get most of my gigs and referrals when somebody walks up to a friend and says, hey, do you know a guy? And I'm that guy, right? When they refer, they know me from the Twitter chats and blogging and social media and my digital presence. It's how we've grown our entire organization, and it's how I've grown my personal brand at 50 years old.
I'm just tweeting what you just said because that's amazing. It's not what you know, it's who knows you, right? So I hope they take this advice to heart. And
they will, I can tell. There's a whole bunch of nodding heads behind you. You can't see them, but...
And you know, you just mentioned earlier about employers looking for employees who have passion. And I'm going to put Dan on the spot because he is pretty awesome. And he's very passionate, and I'm just going to let him share that with you, and maybe he has a question for you. You want to tell him what your blog's about?
And what your passion is? My colleague, Fernando, is right here, Fernando, and I started an Instagram page called Soul Club, and we have about 3,000 followers right now, and it's all about our shoes. And
your shoes?
Yeah, like sneakers.
What a great niche.
And so we do reviews on sneakers, on what they look like, what the quality's like. We go out and, well, not too often, but we go out and buy them and do video reviews. And our Instagram is all about upcoming releases on sneakers, and we try and update it as often as possible.
Nice.
Every Friday.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah.
When you guys do your reviews, do you tweet to the brand that you just reviewed and let them know they have a new review up?
No.
You gotta do that.
Okay.
You gotta do that. If you write a blog post and nobody reads it, did you write it? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta. If you guys send a tweet out to Nike support, or at Adidas and say, hey guys, our newest review of your blank 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 shoe is up on our site. Take a look. They will start sending you shoes for free.
Yeah.
They'll start sending you hoodies for free. They'll start sending you all kinds of crap for free and asking you to review it. It's a great way to build your brand. Everybody you write about, send that. Look them up online. Stalk them. Become stalkers. Stalk them. Find out where they live. Put it on their Facebook page. You write a review for Nike, go to Nike's Facebook page and post on Nike's page, our newest review of blah, blah, blah is up. Take a look and put the link in. They will notice you, guys. You're like the perfect demographic for them.
Okay.
That's, all right. That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, they could all do the same thing. We have Zach who blogs about hockey and Will's blogging about basketball. They're, you know, and I didn't even think of telling them to do that, you know, to tweet out to the company and the players and the coaches and Nick, you want to scoot over and introduce yourself and maybe get some camera time? Where are you, Nick? Yeah, you want to tell him what your blog's about? Because he is tweeting his posts, so want him to talk.
Nice.
I don't know what to say.
What's your blog about?
Sports.
What's the name of it?
Sports Central.
So he writes about all the different types of sports he's into. Orlando, come on over. Orlando's in the back raising his hand, so I think he wants to be on and introduce himself and tell you what he's been doing.
All right, hi. I'm Orlando, and I like blogging about cars. I blog about fast cars, expensive cars, all kinds.
Yeah, his blog name is Fresh Whips.
Mm-hmm. Nice. You guys are doing great, but guys, you gotta get in. If you want sponsors, if you want the free goods, eventually they'll even start paying you for it. I mean, they'll start paying you for your opinion. I mean, the car companies, the advertisers of the hockey clubs. I mean, guys, this is a great way to not only build your brand, but you can build your little side gig. You can be 16, 17 years old and actually be getting, you know, free swag and money for this stuff, right? I mean, this is important stuff.
It is so true, and I'm glad you're saying that because I envy this generation almost because of all these amazing opportunities. And then if they started to incorporate video, they made a few vlog entries, and you know, you just see so many young talent doing that. And I just say, go for it. You don't need permission. We had Chris Brogan come to Burlington. I don't know if you know him on the Twitter.
I know him very well, yes.
He's just absolutely amazing, and he's close by, so he came and actually was here in person. But I loved when he said, you don't need permission, you know,
no.
Do this. And rather than tweet your friends, you know, what your mom made you for breakfast, do what you just said, like tweet out to Nike support, to you know the players on the basketball team, and you start making those connections and building that network, and things could happen for them. So,
Jen, is it okay if I tell a quick story?
Absolutely.
I used to golf a lot, and I got to golf with some amazing golf courses, including Pebble Beach, and so I wrote one time about my experiences at Pebble Beach. And I followed that up the next post with the 10 celebrities that I would like to, golfers and celebrities that I would like to meet most at Pebble Beach. Who would I want to play golf with, a round of golf with? And I tweeted to all the people on that list. The next week was Pebble Beach's golf pro-am, and I was, I didn't get to golf with them, but I had dinner and drinks with Kevin Costner, Andy Garcia, Bill Murray, Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo. One tweet, guys. One tweet, right? They said, "Well, where are you staying tonight?" I said, "Well, we're driving back home tonight." "No, you're not. You're staying here." So my wife and my kids and I got to stay at Pebble Beach Lodge, and the next morning we had in this big round table, we had breakfast with all these guys, Jack Nicklaus and Bill Murray. Right? Bill Murray is giving my son crap. Right? I mean, it was a ton of fun, and it was from one block. Right, so This can be done, and it's done all the time. It's how we build brands.
Question? That's amazing. That's such a cool story. And I want them to be able to tell that kind of story too. So, any questions that you guys have right now?
Ooh, I had one.
Oh, and yeah, I wanted also to put. I wanted to give Victor some time. Tell him about your blog.
Well, can I ask a question?
Sure. Go ahead. All
right. My question is, what does your company U-Turn do? What's your main focus?
Well, we I hate to call it a mission statement because that makes it sound much more formal than it is, but when we're asked by the press what we do, we say we enable young talent to become highly employable through internships, mentorships, and through contemporary career advice. And we have a blog that helps us do that. We post 20 to 25 blog posts every week that talk about everything from how to do a job interview well, how to research a company well, one of today's blog posts is about the 10 reasons somebody might follow you on Twitter or not, right? So we're all about best practices as you're building your own career, and we get to call on a whole bunch of people, college students, recent graduates that have been there, done that, right? They're living this issue now. They're searching for a job now, or they're building their personal brands now. So it's not just us, older fat guys talking. It's people that are actually in the real world right now, living what you guys will be doing in a few years as you start to build your careers and your brands.
You want to tell them about?
Oh, sure. My blog is about the NBA, and it's called NBA Pro Swish.
You guys have really put a lot of thought into this. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I blog about every the biggest headlines of the week, and I try to put it and fit it into all one post. But I'm starting to think about instead of just doing it each week, maybe every other day for one topic, so I can go more in depth and try to get more information out of that.
Well, that's Victor. That's important because the one thing we learned at U-Turn is we were getting our feet wet. When we first launched U-Turn, we were only blogging once a week, and it just wasn't enough, nowhere near enough, right? And then we said, well, let's blog three times a week, and then we got a little more popular, and then we went to 5 to 7 times a week, and then we committed to doing it every day, right? Which is not easy, but once you get the hang of it, you brush your teeth every day, you eat every day, pretty soon it just becomes part of your normal routine, right? So now we're up to 3 to 4 posts a day with, combined with all of our contributors, and we're like a 24/7 resource for our community, for our customers. And if you guys want to get your blogs up there really big, that's what you have to do. Consistency, frequency is a huge issue. By the way, not just for your blog, but on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. You can't just show up once a week. You gotta make a part of your morning routine or your afternoon routine. Your digital presence has to be consistent, or it might appear to others like you're doing it for all the wrong reasons, right? So it's not just blogging. Your frequency, you have to maintain a certain frequency with your digital presence.
That's good advice for everybody. Even I'm struggling with finding the time and to do maintain my own blog.
It's not easy, huh?
No, balancing, teaching with, I manage the help desk blog here, and it is challenging, but I love what you're saying, the analogy. You brush your teeth every day, you eat every day, so making it that consistent part of the routine, I think, is helpful.
Well, I'll give you guys another hint, if you don't mind, Jen.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible with names, but the sneakers and tennis shoe blog.
Yes.
Sorry, guys. Chris and
Dan.
Dan. Okay. So you guys have it right. You have partners, and if you guys build your blog, you're gonna even want to get more and more and more partners. You're gonna want to get other people's opinions and start to become mentors yourselves. Right, everyone in this room can do that. Find somebody else who shares your passion for what you're talking about and mentor them. Help them become bloggers and writers and storytellers. And now you've gone from a one person blog to two, and from two to four, from four to eight, and now you're posting it, you know, every day, right? That's the way you scale this up, guys. Don't feel like you have to take it all on yourself. Jen, you too. You gotta get more contributors, right? Because every once in a while, we want to go home and put our feet up. We don't want to write. We don't feel like writing, right? If you got somebody else, or you have an accountability partner that can either prop you up and say, "Hey, dude, it's your turn. You gotta do it. I don't care if you're tired or not. You gotta do this tonight. You know, tomorrow night's my turn, right?" Or you can say, "Look, I got nothing left. I got nothing in me. Can you write something tonight? Yeah, I'll take it tonight, right?" Then all that stress, all that pressure leaves, right? So and guys, another thing employers love, another amazing soft skill, is you mentoring others. Right? That automatically makes you a coach and a leader and a storyteller, because you have to be all those things to be a mentor, right? So find somebody else that shares your passion for hockey or basketball or shoes or whatever it is, and get them involved. Bring people into your sphere of influence and make it even bigger.
That's awesome. That's awesome, right? Awesome advice. And I think they could do that. I know that Dan and, you know, you definitely could do that, be a mentor. Anything else? You guys have any other questions before we head out? I just wanted to ask, I visited U-Turn. I mean, I just think it's an absolutely amazing site, not only for young people, but anybody at any point in their career. I saw, I think it was last night, you tweeted out an infographic about, what to do or not do in an interview, and it talked about employers and how they're looking at scrutinizing the way people come in for an interview and the way they're dressed and their body language and their communication skills, and it was just so valuable. I immediately bookmarked it and want to be sharing that. I have a lot of seniors, and you know, I know how competitive it is, so your blog is just fantastic. It's a
Thank
great
you.
Resource. I love it. And I noticed, too, on the blog that you have an extensive list of available internships. And how do you go about, finding those opportunities? And I was just curious to know how you have that presence in the...
We do have a job board on the site. It's actually, compared to most job boards, it's actually pretty small, because we vet everything that goes on there. We believe very much in every internship experience should be mentor based, and so we don't do the spammy salesy internships, right? We're very selective, and that's the key for us, is we know that if you have a boss at an internship, it's just great. It might look good on a resume, but you may not learn very much, right? If you have a mentor at an internship, that's when you're really going to learn a lot. So that's our area of focus. So but guys, you can, this sounds silly because we have a job board on our site, but the reality is the job board mentality is kind of dead right now, right? So some people might tell you go to internships.com or Monster or Indeed.com, and that's just not working anymore. Matter of fact, a statistic just came out that said out of every 237 times somebody clicks the Apply Now button on a job board, you get one job. Right? One out of 237,000. That's insane. Right? So the way you do this is to go back to what we said earlier, and that's be a referral. Right? 8 out of 10 internships or jobs are being given to those who were referred by somebody already at the company. Right? That's a big number. Right? So use your networks, use your digital presence to meet new people, to get engaged, to become, again, known for something, doing something really good. And then start telling people, look, summer's coming up. I would love to have an internship this summer. What do you got? Who do you know? Right? Put the word out there, right? You've been helping other people. You've been retweeting their stuff. You've been sharing their stuff. You've been mentoring others. You get to ask for a favor once in a while, right? So do that. And just let the world know you're looking for an internship. Don't go to the big job boards. That's just a terrible, terrible way to find an internship or a job now. You gotta know people.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for all the advice and for joining me again. I'm glad that we've been able to maintain our connection.
Me too.
And they're lucky too, because they have a school-issued iPad, every single student at the school.
Wow.
Yeah, they're able to access, most of them are using Blogger as their platform for their blogs. Some of them are using WordPress, but they all have Twitter, they all have Instagram, and hopefully, you know, hearing the messages from me and also from you about how to start taking advantage of these tools to differentiate themselves among their peers, being this young, and like you said, they start now, by the time they're ready to go to college, they can have several years under their belt, and hopefully they'll do that. That's the whole goal and mission.
There you go. Well, they're I'll just say this. I'm going to sound like I'm a suck-up like Chris now, but the reality is these guys are all lucky to have you as a mentor and get them started this early. So you guys need to hang out with Miss Jen more often, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, you're too kind. Hopefully they will. They're young enough, and maybe there'll be future help desk students in here. So
there you go. Good.
We finally have some sunshine here in Massachusetts, and it's almost the end of the day, so they're itching to get out there and enjoy the outdoors, I think. But can we say thanks?
Thanks.
Yeah. And expect some tweets shortly, because I'm going to ask them to tweet out what they learned from you.
Terrific.
So thanks again, and I hope that we can meet face-to-face at some point down the road.
Well, I get to Boston quite often. Next time I do, I'll stop by.
Oh, please do. I would love to see you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks for having me in.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.